Wasatch Open Lands Board, or WOLB Chair, Heidi Franco says that the process has been long, but after Monday's meeting, WOLB is nearing a point to receive applications from landowners interested in preserving open space.
Between November till now, the Wasatch Open Lands Committee has worked very hard to get everything up and running. Just because the money source is available doesn't mean that the ordinance was in place to spend the money, right? To have a process, to have an application in place so it's done legally, it's done fairly, going to be done openly.
One item approved at WOLB's Monday meeting were the board's bylaws. The bylaws will establish a framework for the board to work within when reviewing applications.
Anyone in the county is welcome to apply and follow the application process. It's just that these bylaws that we're trying to finish up now help explain and give more details on the application process and then what the Wasatch Open Lands Board will do in that process, how they'll respond, the kinds of reports and recommendations that we will do with the application, and then also give to the county council to vote on.
The bylaws are under legal review and will be presented to the county council within the next month. Franco says the major focus of the open space bond passed last fall was to preserve agricultural lands within the county. Although most of those lands are within unincorporated Wasatch County, landowners in Wasatch County towns can apply for funds, although they'll have to go through an additional approval from the municipalities themselves. Working with a certified land trust organization such as Utah Open Lands or Summit Lands Conservancy will be expected from landowners both in and outside of a municipality. Midway landowners will be able to apply for both Midway and Wasatch County open space bond funds. Franco says that WOLB has benefited from the work that the Midway Open Space Committee has done. The head of that committee, Cortland Nilsen, is also on the WOLB board.
He showed us not only the initial landowner packet that Midway has put together, but also their complete full application and the formatting there. They've been invaluable. We really appreciate all their time and effort. We look forward to working with them. Like I say, Midway's ahead of us. They've really worked hard. They've had several people dedicated to that alone, whereas I'm on the Heber City Council. We have two county council members. We're not full-time working on this, but we surely are trying to push it as hard and as fast as we can.
Franco says that WOLB hopes to have a landowner application packet approved in May.
Once that can be completed and approved, then we will immediately be advertising that packet, which will have the application. So we're hopeful at least by the end of May into June, July, August, that the landowner packet application will be available for all landowners within Wasatch County to use. And we'll also be having the landowner meetings where they can come in and hear from the land trust organizations and how the process works and how to go fill out their application and eventually receive, hopefully, the open space bond money.
The launching of a WOLB website is also likely to come in a month or two.
We're going to be putting in all of that information, not only from the ordinances that have been passed by the county council, but the bylaws, a few more policies, the landowner packet. We have videos from several meetings on the land trust organization, as well as a new Facebook page. So we're on the cusp. We're getting close and we're very excited.
That's Heber City Council member and Wasatch Open Lands Board Chair Heidi Franco. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.